How much?
How much?
Yeah, how high are you?
Pretty damn high. I would say I'm at a 6 out of 10. But I can tell that it's just the beginning.
Yeah.
And we ate the brownies. So it's going to be blessed off.
Yeah. All right. Well.
And now for something completely different.
Hi there, Stony Balonies and Baked Alaskas. It is Sun here.
And Moon.
And we are, you know, continuing our venture of educating you all on the queer history this very amazing Pride Month, which we all know is really just Pride 365 all the time. Because being queer is cool, y'all. It's cool.
And I got a story for you this time.
Ooh, we get to hear from Moon, my favorite voice.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here for it. Well, today we're going to talk about an individual. I'm not going to name him yet. You know, I don't want you to look him up. But remember, hit the pause button if you got something ready to go. If not, get it ready. Pack a bowl.
Smoke it up, man.
Roll a blunt.
Oh, yeah. Any of your choice of a way to enjoy Mary Jane, do it now.
I mean, take that pause button off. I guarantee you'll be ready and we'll be ready.
So, oh, yeah. Go ahead. This is your adult story time.
All right. Well, our guy we're going to talk about today is he was born in the 50s, June 2nd, 51, to a Methodist family.
Ooh.
Yep. Son of a judge.
Son of a preacher, man.
And son of a school teacher. You know, he went on to do some pretty great things for the gay community. But, we're going to talk a little bit about, his life.
All right. You got me hooked. You got me hooked.
All right. Well, he was in the United States Army.
Wow, another veteran.
Yeah, and for about 2 years, he was trained as a medic. You know, and in all places, he was stationed in San Francisco.
Ooh, San Francisco, which, yeah. If you don't know the history, was very gay. Still is very gay. But that's important geography.
Yep, and it was at the beginning of the gay rights movement out there.
Wow.
And at that time, he started living as an openly gay man.
Wow.
Yeah, right. So, he was honorably discharged from the Army. And the first thing he did...
Wait, hold on. So, he was in the Army living as an openly gay man? In the Army still?
Apparently.
Oh, wow.
Yep, and he was honorably discharged. Not less than honorable, not dishonorable. Yeah. He was honorably discharged, which was a pretty big deal.
Yeah, that's huge, especially since, you know, there was the don't ask, don't tell policy
Think this is back in the early 60s, you know, early right. 70s.
Before they started making those regulations.
Well, after he got out, the first thing he did was he worked on the very, 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 very first California Proposition 19. Which was the first marijuana legalization initiative. This was in 1972.
Wow. Right?
Gay man.
You're saying that this individual was not only heavily in as an advocate for, you know, the queer community that they were obviously a part of, but also in the fight for legalizing
Legalizing marijuana. He was the pioneer of it, one of the pioneers.
Wow.
Yep. And then you know, he liked to perform in drag.
Ooh, we love a queen.
Yeah, so he's performing in a gay drag troupe called the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Ooh, yeah. Amen.
Yep. Now this group, after they became very well organized, you know, images of him dressed in drag has started to be used by right-wing Christian groups, and specifically to raise money for Jerry Falwell.
Wow.
So at that point, he stopped performing for them because he didn't want his image to be used like that for those purposes.
So were they mocking him in drag then? Like,
yeah, they're using them as a fundraiser. You know, say, hey, you know, you don't want your family to be like this. You know, you don't want to be queer, gay, any of that stuff.
Wow, that's horrible without, obviously, his consent.
Yeah. And at this time, he met Mr. Harvey Milk.
Ooh, okay, so this isn't Harvey Milk.
No, this is not Harvey Milk.
Ooh. And those who don't know, Harvey Milk is also a very prominent member of the queer history.
Yeah, he was the first openly gay man to be elected to public office in California.
Yes.
So these are two gay pioneers.
Yeah, and as you know, that led the way to Pete Buttigieg, which I'm not necessarily a fan of, but he's openly gay, and that wouldn't have happened without individuals like Harvey Milk.
Right. Very correct, son. All right, well, after around this time, you know, still back in 1972, just after leaving the Army, our hero met an activist by the name of Mary Dunn. Now, Mary Dunn had a very particular skill that she learned over a very long career. The skill was sewing.
Ooh. I thought you were going to be like, the skill was fingering herself with knives. Or like something. I didn't know where it was going.
Well, using the skill, our hero started to... Words are hard today. That's what I get for talking smack about that weed.
Right? If you talk shit about the weed, it's going to slap your ass.
Now, using this new skill, our hero designed banners for gay rights and anti-war protesters in the early to mid-70s.
Ooh, fuck a poster. We like banners. Yeah.
Then, in 1978, our hero, Mr. Gilbert Baker, I'm going to name him now.
Ooh, Gilbert Baker.
He designed an original flag with the following 8 colors. To reflect both the immense diversity. So the colors are hot pink for sex, red for life, orange for healing, yellow for sunlight, green for nature, turquoise for art, indigo for harmony, and violet for spirit.
Wow.
Now, that's not the flag that's commonly flown today. The flag commonly flown today only has 6 colors, you know, because they were dropped for manufacturing purposes.
Hey there, Baked Alaskas and Stony Balonies. It's Sun, and we want to say that we love you oh so much. And do you like what you hear? Well, then show us some damn love. Go to our podcast description and our show notes, and you can click a link on there and get us some coffee. Because, you know, everyone loves caffeine, and we especially love it. So come show us some love, buy us some coffee, and you will be our new favorite person, XOXO.
All right, we're back, guys. So does that flag remind you of anything?
Yeah, it's the rainbow.
Yep, it's the first flag. He is the designer and creator of the LGBTQ plus flag.
Wow, and of course... You know, that flag has just increased over the years to include indigenous people, two-spirited people, people of color, as you know, adding that solid black line for inclusion. But the fact that it all stemmed from this one individual is incredible.
Yeah, right. Well, this time he changed his drag name to Busty Ross.
Like Bob Ross?
No, like Betsy Ross.
Oh shit.
But Gilbert
Busty Ross?
Yeah, Busty Ross.
Ayo.
But Gilbert felt so strongly about this flag that he refused to copyright it, seeing it as a symbol for the entire community.
Wow. So to just make it available for everybody.
Yep. Now, the first version of this flag was flown on June 25th, 1978 for San Francisco Gay Freedom Day.
Wow. So that's just another pride event, essentially.
Yeah. And it wasn't until 1994 that the rainbow flag was truly established as a symbol for the LGBTQ pride. Because that's the year that Baker made a mile-long version for the 25th anniversary of the Stonewall Riots.
Wow.
Which we talked about in last week's podcast.
Absolutely, we did. Because that is the origin of Pride.
Yeah, with Miss Marsha P. Johnson.
So that's just so wild to me to think that rainbows weren't always associated with gay people. I mean, I know that really before the 50s, just being gay, being queer, whatever sexual identity you were, was just kind of like a private thing, or it was just something that people were like, okay, whatever. And then in the 50s, you know, onward, there was a stigma because of, you know, the creation of what a family should look like. And it's just wild to think, you know, there people didn't talk about it until him, you know, like him making that. And
now it's blazers,
and now it's everywhere. And you got
it's an international symbol for pride and could be seen flying proudly during both the promising times and the difficult ones all around the world.
Yep. And who doesn't feel happy around rainbows?
Right.
The thing that pisses me off, though, is like when corporations, you know, would upcharge and slap a rainbow on it in June.
Everybody from DoorDash to Target.
Gay.
Right. You know, for this month, even Disney embraced it. When the mouse, you know, the House of Mouse embraces it, you know, that means
it's a gimmick. They don't give a shit about you. They just want your money.
I wonder if Kiss has pride stuff.
Kiss?
Kiss. Gene Simmons puts
like
Gene Simmons puts the Kiss logo on everything from caskets to toilets to condoms.
I'm sure.
So
I'm sure.
If he didn't capitalize on that.
Gene Simmons. With a tongue like that, you better be eating some booty.
Right.
You better be eating something.
Well, for the rest of Gilbert's life, he continued on with his activism and making and designing flags and banners for the community. Then in 2003, to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the creation of the Pride flag, he designed an even bigger one than that 1 mile long one he had. This
get
one,
it, busty.
Oh yeah. This one stretched from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean in Key West.
What the fuck? Was he the only one that made it?
No, I'm sure he had helpers. You know, I'm sure he had a team at that point.
How long is that?
I don't know, but it's pretty fucking long. Key West isn't a big place, but you know, if it was bigger than
big enough place,
if it was bigger than the mile long one, it had to be pretty fucking huge.
Definitely more than 1 mile.
After the commemoration, he then sent sections of this flag to over 100 cities around the world.
Wow.
So that flag had to have been huge. But sadly, every story has an end. Gilbert died in his sleep in 2017 at the age of 65.
Oh, shit.
But he left behind a huge legacy of activism and truly helped the entire Pride movement.
And for that, a round of applause for Gilbert Baker, a.k.a. Busty Ross. We love a queen.
Busty Ross, gotta love it.
Wow.
So we still got some time. Anything else you want to talk about and cover or anything? You know, how's your week been? That was kind of a quick story, guys.
You start. Because it's you who does the phrase.
Oh, that's right. That's right. All right.
Just remember, folks, that, you know, our podcast is here to bring some joy, to educate a little bit, to bring a community together. Please know that you have a safe space with us. The world is tumultuous right now, but just like these brave advocates that we are talking about in these next few weeks and this month, you know, you have it in you to make a change.
Remember, we're not here for a long time.
We're here for a good time, bitches. Bust your ass out.
Have you ever thought about podcasting? Have you ever wanted your own podcast? Do you have something you want to say to the world? Well, with Buzzsprout, you can. Buzzsprout is the easiest way to get your word out to the world. With just a few easy clicks, you can have your episodes uploaded to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more in just minutes. We use Buzzsprout, and it's super easy. It will even master your audio for free. Follow the links in the show notes so you can get started today. But wait, there's more. Get a $20 Amazon gift card with any paid plan starting at $10 a month. Buzzsprout is definitely the way to go when you want to reach the world.